On this World Mental Health Day, I am pleased to take this moment to encourage you to reflect and pray for those in our communities whose lives are affected by difficulties in mental health. It is a day, too, when we consider the ways in which we can offer help and support to all who carry this burden, those affected by ill health themselves and their families and loved ones. We remember, too, the healthcare professionals who work so hard in our hospitals and communities to enable people to make the journey towards recovery. I believe very strongly that our parish communities have a part to play. While it would be neither possible nor appropriate for our parishes to attempt to become places of primary mental health care, we must all have a care for mental health. There will be those in our parish communities who will be experiencing difficulties in mental health, especially at a time when the demands on so many have become so great. It is incumbent on the community to be aware of their needs. Only then will our parishes be places of welcome, prayer and support for all. The various projects around England and Wales, being supported by the current Bishops' Conference initiative, are a sign of the Church's commitment to the health and well-being of all. Those engaged in these projects will come together early in the new year, along with representatives from dioceses, to share experience and lay the foundations for resources and a renewed understanding of mental health needs right across the Catholic community of England and Wales. At the heart of all things is our relationship with God and our openness to the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. We are prompted by the Holy Spirit to be bearers of that good news. The more our parish communities, our dioceses, deaneries, and schools are places where the fullness of life is manifested, the more we shall be responding to the call of the gospel. I cannot encourage you strongly enough in your prayer and outreach to family members, parishioners, and all in the community who carry the burden of mental ill health at this time. May we be blessed in our journey together in our following of the gospel.